Let's bring in one of our continuous call team colleagues. He's finishing up officially as of this weekend, given it's the last weekend of rugby league before he takes up the job as the head coach of the St George Illawarra Dragons. Anthony Griffin joins us on the line. Hello, Hook.
How are you, Miles?
Mate, I'm very, very well. I was just saying to the team during the commercial break, mate, and I want to give you a rap because you, of course, were coaching the Panthers, and we all know that you know, you moved on and you came and joined us here on the continuous call team. But do you feel you've played a part in the development of some of these players that are featuring for the Panthers in the grand final, mate?
Oh, mate, a lot of them made their debut while I was there, and obviously spent a bit of time with them. But, you know, they had a poor season last year, and, you know, Dive, it's credit to his coaching staff, they've rebuilt and some. You know, they're playing a style of footy that's just so attractive to watch, and it is great to see young guys like Nathan and James Fisher-Harris, you know, Jerome Luai, and, you know, Isaiah Yeo has been there now, you know, probably nearly the longest out of all of them. It's great to see him on the big stage tomorrow night. I hope they do really well.
Hook, who do you like and why?
Piggy, I like the Storm. I'd love to see Penrith. You know, I won't be disappointed anyway because, you know, really heartfelt best wishes to guys like Yowie and Nathan. As I said, James, I'd love to see him win. But I thought the Storm were close to the best team last year. They were minor premiers by 3 or 4 wins and got knocked out by Roosters. And they're a similar side, Piggy. They've had very little change to the list last year. And I think this year's competition, apart from Penrith, hasn't been as strong. And they found their way to the big game now. Smith's last game, they haven't got an injury. I think their form over the last month's been sensational. I just think on the big stage, they've been there, a lot of them have done it before, particularly the main man, Cameron Smith. I think they'll get home.
A lot of pluses there for them. I'm still not convinced by their centre pairing. I said that all year. I just thought they were a bit light on in the centres, and I think Penrith might test them out wide tomorrow.
I'm sure they will, Darryl, and that is their weakness. I mean, Branko Lee was going to be playing for the East Tigers in the Queensland Cup this year, but as Storm can do, they threw him a lifeline, and he's been a journeyman without, you know, really getting on top of, you know, the NRL standard. He'd be the first to admit that, but they've fitted him into their system, as they do brilliantly, and the other guy, young Justin Olam, a really powerful player, but still very raw. So I'm sure Penrith will attack both those guys. And, you know, if there is a weakness in the Storm, or, you know, probably an unknown, I wouldn't say weakness. They've both been in great form, you know, under the biggest pressure of playing a NRL Grand Final. Those two guys are probably going to be tested tomorrow night.
Hook, we can't let you go. We've got a lot of Dragons fans who are listening without asking, how's it all going in prep for next year?
Yeah, it's going really well, Aaron. They've put, you know, staff together, and looking forward to get down to Wollongong. I'm moving down there next Monday on the 1st, and I've been down there obviously a few times over the last month. It's a really good club. There's some really good people involved in it. It's great to see a couple of the young guys in Kerr for Queensland and Lomax for New South Wales being the Origin squads, along with Benny Hunt and Cam McGuinness. So, just looking forward to getting started and getting back into the furnace of the NRL.
I've read a couple of stories about Jack Bird this week. Is he still on the radar for you guys?
Yeah, hopefully, Darryl. He's a Brisbane player, and they've made it known to us that they, you know, they'd be interested in letting him go. So, you know, the dark art of roster management's underway there. You know, if it fits into our cap, we'd certainly look at Jack. And so the ball's fairly and squarely in the Broncos' court at the moment, just to see what they want to do there.
All right. Well, Hook, Piggy's sitting opposite me here. He's based at Shell Harbour. My only tip for you in your role at the Dragons, just steer clear of the Ocean Beach Hotel because you'll run into the piglet, all right?
Yeah, well, I'm sure I will, Piggy. I'll catch up with you now that I'm a local.
Can you get Helen just to say, email some platters in here as well?
Email.
Uber Eats.
Yeah, that'll do.
Uber Eats.
Oh, great mention of the sponsor, you little ripper.
Just something.
Hey, thanks for all the work you've done for us over the last couple of seasons, Anthony. You know, you've all got massive fans in us in your new role as the coach of the St. George Illawarra Dragons. We'll no doubt catch up next week in your new role as the head coach, mate, and may you win plenty of games of football next year with the Red V. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, Mark, and thanks for your support and to all the team there. It was an absolute privilege to be able to work in there and call some footy with everyone that's involved. And wish you all the best. Thanks so much.
Good on you, buddy. Enjoy the grand final tomorrow night. Anthony Griffin, a member of the continuous call team and the new coach of the St. George Illawarra Dragons.